This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time for The Puzzle. We begin with a quick reminder of last week's challenge from the puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz.
Name a well-known singer. Drop the first and last letters of the singer's first name. You'll get letters associated with a well-known company. Drop the first and last letters of the singer's last name, and you'll identify the logo with which this company was classically known. Who's the singer and what's the company?
And joining us now with the correct answer is Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Audie. Well, we are switching things up a little this morning. I thought I would give everyone the answer. And here is one last clue. See if you can identify this voice. And that, of course, is the singer Patti LaBelle. If you drop the first and last letters of her first and last names, you get AT&T and A Bell, which is the original logo for AT&T.
Ah, well, 490 people also figured that out and sent in their answers. Our randomly selected winner this week is Ed Bernard. He joins us from Concord, Massachusetts. Congratulations, Ed.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Ed.
Thank you, Will.
So how long did it take you to actually come up with the answer?
You know, it was almost instantaneous. I rarely get these weekly challenges, but this one, I heard the end of the clue while I pulled into the supermarket parking lot, and by the time I had gotten my shopping cart, I had figured out the answer.
Wow. Well, good work. I'm glad you're on your game because, you know, Will is at the World Puzzle Championships this week, which means that it's only hard puzzles for you, right, Will?
It is a challenge today.
You ready to play the puzzle?
I'm ready.
All right, Will, let's do it.
All right, Ed, I'm going to give you a 5-letter word and a 7-letter word. Rearrange the letters of one of these words to get a synonym of the other. For example, if I said alloy, A-L-L-O-Y, and devoted, you would say loyal, because loyal is an anagram of alloy, and it means devoted.
Okay.
And keep in mind, the anagram can come from either word.
Ooh.
Here's number one, coach, C-O-A-C-H, and terrain, T-E-R-R-A-I-N. So you either want an anagram of coach that means terrain or an anagram of terrain that means coach.
Wow.
And I'll give you a hint. You'll want an anagram of terrain that means coach.
I wanted to say mentor, but that's not there.
It starts with a T.
A trainer?
Trainer is your coach. Good. Optic, O-P-T-I-C, and subject, S-U-B-J-E-C-T.
I need a hint.
All right. The word anagram is optic.
Body.
Maybe it begins with a T, Ed?
Yes, it might.
Oh, topic.
Topic, good. How about snake, S-N-A-K-E, and present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T?
Serpent?
Serpent is it. Stuck, S-T-U-C-K, and redhead, R-E-D-H-E-A-D. And as you might guess, the word to anagram is redhead.
Yeah, I got that far.
I'll give you a hint. It starts with A.
Adhered?
Adhered, is it? Good. How about least, L-E-A-S-T? And purloin, P-U-R-L-O-I-N.
Steel.
Oh, that was fast. And here's your last one. Pesky, P-E-S-K-Y. And smokier, S-M-O-K-I-E-R. Which word do you think you need to anagram?
I'm guessing it's smokier.
That's correct. And I'll give you a hint. It starts with I.
I'm a little stumped here.
All right, here's your second letter. It's an R.
Irksome.
Irksome, is it? Good job.
Good job, Ed. That last one. I mean, you threw it in K's. I think that was tough.
My brain was kind of frozen on most of those.
No, you got it. You were fast, trust me. I'm still here scribbling on the back of my script. And for playing our puzzle today, you're going to get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Ed, tell us which member station you listen to.
WBUR in Boston.
Oh, yeah, my hometown. Mm. Ed Bernard, thanks for playing the puzzle this week.
Thank you. It was fun.
So, Will, what's our challenge for next week?
Yes, it is a logic puzzle from the Grabarczyk family, whom I'm visiting. Take 15 coins, arrange them in an equilateral triangle with one coin at the top, two coins touching below, then three coins below that, then four, then five. Remove the three coins at the corners, so you're left with 12 coins. And here's the puzzle. Using the centers of the 12 coins as points, how many equilateral triangles can you find by joining points with lines? And that's all there is to it. Arrange the 12 coins, as I said. Using the centers of the 12 coins as points, how many equilateral triangles can you find by joining the points with lines?
Well then, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, November 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Remember to include your phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Hey, Will, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Audie.
Safe travels.
Thank you.